Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we are going to continue on in a message, How to Receive All Your Needs Met. And we've been talking the last several days about the importance of faith. But before we go there, as I feel to do it from time to time, as you listen, some of you have really very important needs. You have requests before the Lord, and there's power in agreement. So even though I do invite the radio family to write and share their needs, either by letter or by email, I think it's important sometimes to use airtime. Airtime is very precious, but you know there's power in agreement. And so right now, by faith, whatever it is, let's agree for your needs to be met. Father, we come to you, and Lord, I thank you that it is your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And Lord, I lift everyone whose heart is joined to you and it with me in this prayer. Lord, we are in agreement. Lord, you promised us that we can have confidence that if we ask anything according to your will, that you will do it. And so, Father, with confidence, with faith, we come boldly, Lord, before the great mercy seat in heaven. And Father, we thank you that you are our loving God and a good Father, and that you are moving right now in accordance with your perfect will, the great love that you have for each and every single one of your children, that you're going to move to meet needs. Some of them are material, Lord. Some of them are financial. We're talking very real, concrete needs they have for their lives. And Father, we thank you that you feed the birds of the air, you take care of the beasts of the field, and Lord, you will do this right now. And Lord, the burdens on their heart, the concerns they have for family, for loved ones, for there's a sister right now, you're just very troubled with things that are going on in the work situation. Right now, I take authority over the work of the enemy. I rebuke demonic influence, and I thank you, Lord, for this sister that you're going to give her great wisdom. She shall walk in love, in grace, and you are going to make a way for her. Father, just, Lord, you put a scripture on my heart. Father, I just thank you. You're going to do for this sister in this work situation. You're going to protect her. You're going to show your favor upon her, and the work of the enemy shall be routed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, today we're going to talk about unwavering faith. Hebrews 10 and 23 states, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that has promised." And as I read that scripture, I thought of, you know, I really started to think about, because over the decades, so many people have asked prayer, and we all, at one time or another, have struggled with unbelief and doubt in our lives. Just, that's just a reality. And I believe that when we do start to question God, and generally it's in relation to our own personal needs, we can have faith for the pastor, for the church, for brothers and sisters, for everybody else. But when it comes to us, somehow we're just not as confident or secure in our faith. And I believe the reason for that is that we have not fully apprehended, we haven't fully understood, we haven't fully recognized how much God personally loves each one of us, that we have not experienced in the fullness that God wants us to, the beauty and the all-encompassing safety and security of the Father's heart and Father's love for you. And that's why we begin to doubt, well, you know, I'm really not worthy. You see all the, you know, you feel so weak. You're not doing, you feel all that you could for God. And we just, you know, begin to bury ourselves. Sometimes we don't need the work of the enemy to condemn us. We do a good job all on our own. And I was thinking of a beautiful passage. This is a bunny trail, but I'm going to take it. And that sister I was speaking to about the opposition you've been experiencing on your job, the Lord quickened a marvelous passage. I love it. In 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. And this is a story, a narrative that occurred in the life of Elisha, the prophet, who was the successor to Elijah. And what we hear, starting at verse 11 in chapter 6, is the king of Syria was really pushed out of shape. I'm using English. I'm not going to read it. I'll just share. He called his servants and he says, okay, there's a traitor in our midst. Which one of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, no, none of us, Lord, O king. But the problem is Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, he tells the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. In other words, there's a prophet of God and he's revealing your strategies. So what does the king of Syria do? He said, okay, you go get him. And it was told Elisha, that Elisha was in Dothan. And so what does the king of Syria do? He sends a huge host, horses, chariots. They came at night and they compassed the city about. In other words, they surrounded the place where Elisha was living. And so when Elisha awakens in the morning and his servant, when he looked out, the servant says to his master, he said, my goodness, what are we going to do? Because he saw a host compassing the city, both with horses and chariots. It did not look good. They were surrounded. And so what did Elisha say? And this is the word to that sister who is having a problem in her work situation. This is the word of the Lord. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Hear the word of the Lord, beloved. Apply it to your situation. Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord, smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. That's exactly what happened. Don't you just love the ways of the Lord? Sister, the problem you're having on the job, just hear this. What strategy? Elisha said to them, this isn't the way. He said, I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. And then when he got into Samaria, he prayed, open their eyes. And there they were in the midst of Samaria. And then the king of Israel says, should I kill them? Okay, here they are. Here's our enemies. And this is how he responds. He says, thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Instead, what does he say? He says, feed them, give them a good meal, that they may eat and drink and go back to their master. I love this. And he prepared great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away and they went to their master. And then the last sentence of verse 23 says, so the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. That's how it works out when God is on your side and you have the faith to believe God, just as Elisha did. Remember, I shared a few broadcasts ago that faith is a substance. That's what Hebrews 11:1 says. And it is a tangible reality in the spiritual realm. And we, most of us, we can't see into the spiritual realm. I've got a friend who has a high level of discerning of spirits. Now, we're walking with the Lord. He gives us discernment. We can tell what's of God, what's of the flesh, what's of the enemy. But there are some God anoints to actually see in the spiritual realm. They can see demons. They can see angels. Praise God. If God doesn't use me that way, but I recognize those whom God does use. And Elisha saw into the spirit realm, and that gave faith to his young servant. And so, beloved, the word of the Lord to you today is just, you may not see with your physical eyes, but, and I can pray, Lord, open their eyes so they can see, so you will have faith and confidence to know that God is with you. He's fighting your battles. The chariots of the Lord are there. Chariots of fire. Are you kidding? Can they stand up against any army of the evil one? Hey, Read the end of the book. We're victorious. The Lord is victorious. Jesus has accomplished everything that is needed. Well, I really did take a bunny trail. We were talking about unwavering faith. That's an example of it. But that Greek word that is translated hold fast, remember I was reading Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that is promised. That means to hold down. In various translation, it means to have, to hold, to keep, like in memory, to let, to possess, to retain, to seize on, to stay, to take. Let's hold fast, brothers and sisters. And that word profession is translated from the Greek word homologia, meaning to assent, to covenant, to confess or professed. Faith in this verse is translated from the Greek word meaning to anticipate, expectation, or confidence, faith, and hope. So, beloved, unwavering faith is taking God at His word without any question. God commands us to ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's James 1:5-8. Unwavering faith refuses to doubt, to wonder, to question. It is absolute confidence that what we ask is according to the word of God, and it knows that prayer is answers. It stands on the promises of God instead of upon feelings and the things that are seen or experienced by our senses. It refuses to act contrary to what has been asked or to question in the least any delay to the answer. It counts the thing done regardless of the outward appearance. And note that I said we ask according to the word of God, which is asking according to God's will. Praise God. So, beloved, that's not comprehensive, but that is, there's some important points on unwavering faith. Tomorrow we'll start looking at some other faiths that are mentioned in the word of God, but my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write, I love you, thank you for your support in the spirit, your financial help, your prayers. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.